Beer con. Why would he is the
Council County Council meeting June 15th. Please let us stand. Tonight, in a moment of silence, please remember the tragedy in Orlando, victims and their families. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. Woods? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 3 absent, 10 present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting May 24th, 2016?
Motion to approve is submitted.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thank you. Minutes are approved. Any announcements from council members tonight? Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriate time, I will be tabling 16049.
Thank you, sir. Any other announcements from council? Seeing none, we now have introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk.
Ordinance 16058, approving the annexation of the City of Wilmington of that certain real property owned by Moat Street LLC, located at 3604 Downing Drive, tax parcel number 0615200003. Ordinance 16059, amend the FY 2016 approved operating budget transfer $950,000 from Department Administration Salaries and Wages budget line item to the Department of Public Safety Salaries and Wages budget line item to cover the cost of public safety employee severances paid out in FY 2016. Ordinance 16060, appropriate $280,000 from the Garston Trust portfolio to the Garston Trust Fund in order to fund park maintenance for fiscal year 2017. To be administered by the Department of Special Services. Ordinance 16061, amend the grants budget to appropriate $154,500 in anticipated program income to the Code Book Revolving Fund for the purchase and resale of international code books to be administered by the Department of Land Use. Ordinance 16062, amend the grants budget to appropriate $557,500 to the Contracted Police Duty Revolving Fund, which is administered by the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 16063, amend the FY 2016 approved operating budget appropriate State of Delaware funding to the Department of Public Safety for the Newcastle County Police Employees Retirement System. Ordinance 16064, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 7 Property Maintenance Code to strengthen the protection of private and public property from the damaging spread of bamboo. Ordinance 16065, revised zoning map, White Clay Creek 100, west side of Old Harmony Road, north side of Green Ridge Road, east side of Harmony Road, and opposite Spring Lake Drive. 1.83 acres from S Suburban to ST Suburban transition and to amend the 2012 comprehensive plan consistent therewith. Ordinance 16066, to amend the Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, also known as the Unified Development Code or UDC, regarding the establishment of a new zoning district to be known as the Economic Empowerment District, EED. Ordinance 16067, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, also known as Unified Development Code or UDC, regarding the establishment of a new overlay zoning district to be known as the Neighborhood Preservation Overlay District, NPOD. Ordinance 16068, to amend the Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, also known as Unified Development Code or UDC, regarding the adoption of a new Appendix 7 to provide guiding principles for development.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have reports from our committees, the Finance Committee. Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Really, very extensive Finance Committee agenda. I'll try to review it as quickly as possible. We had a very important presentation by the Newcastle County contracted pension actuary, Mr. David Boomershine, reviewing the status of the Newcastle County pension. And while we are not a pension that is in the top of the pack, we are by no means in the bottom. We are pretty well funded. We're in the middle of the pack as far as public pensions go in terms of the health of the pension fund. And linked to that is the resolution that we have tonight R16-012-102 that creates the new pension rate for the contribution of pension fund, and it's going to go up 0.2% from 23.47 to 23.68, total cost of $19,708,000 and $593. We continue to fund our pension every year and honor that commitment to our pensioners who work very hard in the service of the public in Newcastle County. Under ordinances, we have a lot of pass-through funding ordinance for pass-through of $275,000 to the Jester Walking Path Project in Councilman Weiner's district. We also have ordinance 16-048 to amend the capital budget and authorize state appropriations of $200,000 to the Glasgow Regional Park, Councilman Tackett's district. We have the other ordinance under my sponsorship, 16-050, which creates an historic preservation property maintenance revolving fund. I want to thank everybody in the finance department and county executive branch for help locate these funds so we can protect our historic properties under historic zoning from demolition by neglect. That fund will provide emergency repairs and protect those properties and gives a real good tool to the historic review board and code enforcement to protect these valuable historic properties. Ordinance 16-051 is a pass-through grant from State of Delaware, state grant made to the Absalom Jones Senior Center. That's under Councilman Hollins and Delaware sponsorship. We also have the 16-052, which is from the State Department of Labor, Workforce Investment Board, to our 2016 State Youth Employment Program. It's a grant of $97,264 to help with the summer youth employment this summer. Then we had ordinance 16-053, which is reflects all of the appropriations from the Department of State to all of the libraries in the county. It's a total of $1.8 million going to all the various libraries throughout Newcastle County, reflecting their support of our great libraries. We went on to grant requests. We had numerous grant requests proposed and approved by council, reflecting a variety of great civic community and youth activities, seniors. Just this shows the continued support of council for all these great activities in the county. We went through to the final part of the agenda and adjourned the meeting.
I think Betsy's job's in danger.
Thank you, Mr. Carter.
I think we all are.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Hold on a second. Mr. Mayor, I haven't been there. It's co-chair of finance.
Oh, hell no.
There's no way.
Wow. I wouldn't dare.
Let the record reflect Councilman Powers has joined us. Public safety. Mr. Street.
We had a presentation from our emergency, the 911 call center chief, and that was in regard to training for 911, and I was saying, expressed my concern about the fact that we haven't apprehended a shooter in Rose Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Boards and commissions, we had a very brief meeting. We have a vacancy in the Diversity Commission. We have one candidate we reviewed. Co-chair Dillon, you have anything to add?
No.
Land use, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. June 7th, we met upstairs for the Land Use Committee meeting. We heard a resolution by Councilman Sheldon and an ordinance by Councilman Bell on tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Tackett. Executive, we met at 4 today. We discussed changes in our meeting schedule for the summer and the rest of the year. Brief discussion on a new council portrait, table committee chair assignments, brief discussion on legislative aid hours adjustment requests, retain Chris Roberts as District 1 legislative aide.
No.
And,
I thought he said Chris.
Chris is coming back.
Chris.
Oh, did he? Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Chris.
He's coming back.
Yes. Okay. Ghost of the past. And that was the conclusion of the meeting. President Pro Tem, you have anything to add to that?
No, thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Moving on to the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection. It will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such, available in the back of this room or online. Anyone from the council or the public who wish to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the calendar?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the calendar.
Resolution 16097, honoring the life of Marion Lorraine Wilson.
I can't just.
Resolution 16098, honoring the life of Daniel Albert. Resolution 16099, honoring the life of Robert G. Cater Sweetman, and expressing condolences to his family and friends.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Here. Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Any presentations tonight? Seeing none, we now have consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar of the resolutions. Resolution 16-100, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that Resolution 16-100 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16100, authorizing county executive to execute a sales agreement and other documents necessary to purchase property located in Newcastle, Delaware at 100 Marsh Lane, tax parcel number 10005-00022 to be used to enhance the safety and use of the Corporal Paul J. Sweeney Public Safety Building site.
Mr. Street?
Yes, Mr. President. This has been discussed on several previous occasions, and there was no comments or concerns expressed about it today, so per title.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Council, have any concerns, questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins? Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R 16-100 is approved. R 16-101. Mr. Sheldon.
Yes. Mr. President, I move that Resolution 16-101 be read in by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16-101 to amend the Declaration of Restrictions for Tax Parcel Number 08044-10388 located along the north side of State Route 7 Limestone Road, Mill Creek, Hunter to reduce the existing 30-foot required landscape buffer along the rear property line between the Automotive Service Building and residential properties in the community of Sheridan Square to a minimum of 7.5 feet to create 19 new parking spaces.
Councilman Shaw.
Mr. President, thank you. We talked about this extensively in land use. It's basically making the parking lot bigger, no extra square footage on the building itself. The parking area, which is good, that land use is recommended in front of it, in favor of it. This would could add, possibly add up to 6 jobs as far as Class A mechanics and some support staff around that, just by adding 19 parking spots so the person can accommodate the businesses that he's actually getting into. So with that, if no questions, I'll just call for the vote.
Any questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Mr. Mr. President, roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
All 16-101 is approved. All 16-102, Mr. Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, like resolution number 16-012, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 16-102, to set Newcastle County's fiscal year 2017 contribution rate for the county's pension plans.
Cartier.
Yes, we reviewed this extensively with the actuarial presentation and council from Boomershine Consulting. I'm just going to read from the fiscal note. This sets the pension rate for the fiscal year 2017. Newcastle County Code Section 26.04.063 requires that on the basis of reasonable actuarial assumptions and tables approved by the Board of Trustees, the actuary shall determine the normal cost of plan required to meet the actual cost of current service and total unfunded accrued liability of various county pension programs. This resolution approved would change the total county pension contribution rate from 23.47% to 23.68%. Total cost of all pension plan contributions are estimated to be $19,708,593.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Any questions or comments from council? Have your comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Wood? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 yes.
All 16-102 is approved. Ordinance 16-047, Mr. Weiner.
Yes, this is as per title, and it will help to create a pathway through Jester County Park.
Read it in.
Please read into the record and place before council for consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 16-047, amend the fiscal year 2016 capital budget, increase appropriations and state authorizations of $275,000 to the Jester Walking Path Project.
Mr. Weiner.
As per title.
Council. Public comment. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes.
Ordinance 16-047 is approved. Ordinance 16-048, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Madam Clerk, could you please read Ordinance 06048 to present to Council for consideration and adoption? 049.
Second.
Is that second?
That's what you need.
Ordinance 16048, amend capital budget for FY 2016, increase appropriations and state authorizations of $200,000 for the Glasgow Regional Park project.
Thank you, Mr. President. It was discussed upstairs in length. This is a pass-through per title.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-048 is approved. Ordinance 16-049, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Madam Clerk, please read 16-049 and it will be tabled.
Second.
Ordinance 16049, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 7, Property Maintenance Code regarding standing, stagnant, or non-maintained order on exterior premises.
Tackett. Tabled.
Tabled.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. 16049 is tabled. Ordinance 16-050, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Like Ordinance 16-050, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Ordinance 16-050, amend the grant budget appropriate $200,000 to the Historic Preservation Property Maintenance Revolving Fund.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is something I've been working on for a number of years, but this ordinance would appropriate $200,000 in funding the Historic Preservation Property Maintenance Revolving Fund. The purpose of the fund is to cover property maintenance expenses and legal fees incurred by Newcastle County in order to bring historic properties in compliance with Newcastle County Code. Again, this covers properties only under historic zoning in the county. The initial funding of $200,000 was recognized in the FY 2012 budget. We're going to appropriate it with this ordinance. These funds will be used to protect historic properties under historic zoning from demolition by neglect, for emergency repairs. If those repairs are not reimbursed to the county immediately, we'll lien the property. When the property transfers, the funds will evolve back into the historic property maintenance fund. So I think it's a really great use of our resources to protect these properties that have gone through an extensive process, have had historic overlays voted into law on them, which is equivalent to a rezoning. And you know, we know that these properties are historically significant, and we define them as and protected them as such.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Council, any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-050 is approved. Ordinance 16-051, Councilmember Diller.
Yes, I ask that ordinance number 16-051 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Okay. Ordinance 16-051, amend the grants budget appropriate $205,375 in anticipated state of Delaware grant make funds to the Absalom Jones Senior Center FY 2017, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Ms. Diller.
Per title.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Mr. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. Woods. Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-051 is approved. 16-052, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 16-052 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16-052, amend the grants budget appropriate $97,264 in funding in the state of Delaware Department of Labor, Delaware Workforce Investment Board to the 2016 State Youth Employment Program grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins.
For title, Mr. President.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Mr. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. Woods. Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-052 is approved. Ordinance 16-053, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 16-053 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16-053, amend the grants budget for FY 2017 appropriate $1,874,082 in Department of State, Delaware Division of Libraries to A, Library Administration, $88,083, Appaquinimink Library, $130,504. C, Bear Library, $308,882. D, Claymont Library, $129,461. E, Bernie 100 Library, $280,967. F, Ellesmere Library, $129,449. G, Hockessin Library, $157,386. H, Kirkwood Library, $209,738. I, Newark Library, $272,303. And the J. Woodlawn Library, $167,209, which are all administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins.
For title, Mr. President.
Council. Public. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Mr. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. Woods. Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-053 is approved. Ordinance 16-054. Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 16-054 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16-054, amend the grants budget appropriate $55,000 to the value of 50 donated. $55,000, the value of 50 donated fingerprint scanners from the State of Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the donated more avoidant fingerprint scanners grant for the Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Street,
I hope we can get the fingerprints of the Rose Hill shooter from this.
Yes.
Per title.
Yes, sir. Council. Public. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell. Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Mr. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Patrick.
Yes.
Mr. Shelton.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. Wood. Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-054 is approved. Ordinance 16-055, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 16-055 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
16055, amend the grants budget appropriating an additional $65,000 in federal funding to the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to the Emergency Management FY 2016 grant.
Councilman.
Per title.
Council. Public. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Mr. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Shelton.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. Wood. Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-055 is approved. Ordinance 16-056, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 16-056 be read by title only, placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
16-056, amend the annual FY 2017 operating budget, reduce the FY 2017 appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Office of Emergency Management by $427,490 to provide the annual county match for the Office of Emergency Management grant for 2017.
Councilman.
Per title.
Council. Public. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Mr. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Shelton.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. Woods. Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-056 is approved. Ordinance 16-057, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 16-057 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16057, amend the grants budget appropriate $267,000 in federal funding to the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, $427,490 in local funding from Newcastle County, and $41,900 in private funding from the Public Service Enterprise Group, PSEG, nuclear to fund the operations of the Office of Emergency Management, OEM, for FY 2017.
Mr. Street.
Per title.
Council. Public. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell. Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Mr. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Shelton.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. Woods. Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-057 is approved. Ordinance 16-008, Mr. Bell is not here. Councilmember Hollins will manage this.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 16-008 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16008, revised previously approved and recorded record major land development plan with rezoning for St. Andrews Addition, Pencator 100, north and south sides of Caledonia Way, south of U.S. Route 40 and west of Porter Road.
Mr. President, as stated in the title, this is a revision to an approved and recorded land development plan, and anytime there is a revision, it's required to come back to the county council because there's a change from what was presented to us when we granted the rezoning. That's the reason for the ordinance. I'm told that this is also going to require a poll vote tonight. If there are any questions, I believe the applicant is present. If any council members have any questions about this, it was discussed in a previous land use committee meeting.
Council member, have any questions? The applicant is here tonight. Would you like to come forward?
Good evening. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Sean Heisler. I'm a managing member of the Rainbow Group. Thank you for allowing me to speak tonight. I apologize for missing the land use meeting last week. This plan was recorded originally in 05. We are not increasing the density, only the shapes of the building to make a more market-oriented unit. and also to allow for better stormwater drainage on the site and more open space regarding the apartments. The units are along the street now instead of interior to the site, which is more UDC oriented as well. So that's pretty much what it's about.
Thank you, Mr. Heisen.
Council, any questions for the applicant?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Clerk, please call for the vote. Public comment?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
I'm voting yes, positive recommendation of the Planning Board and the Land Use Department.
Mr. Cartier?
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Newcastle County Department of Land Use.
Ms. Diller?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm voting yes to support the recommendations from the Land Use Department.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation from the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Powers?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of Land Use and Planning Board.
Mr. Shelton?
I'm voting in the affirmative based upon a positive recommendation of land use and a consistency of the existing communities and neighborhoods.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes in support of the recommendation from the County Land Use Department.
Mr. Street?
I'm voting yes, consistent with the recommendation of the department.
Mr. Packett?
I'm voting yes in joining the land use and the positive recommendation.
Mr. Weiner?
Based upon the affirmative recommendation from the Land Use Department and the Planning Board, I am voting yes.
Mr. Woods? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 16-008 is approved. Anything under item J or K? You have your hand up?
Well, we have one. I have a resolution.
You have a resolution?
But somebody said he wasn't going to come. I would like to say first the reason.
Mr. Powell.
The resolution is for Clarence Walker, which the funeral is on Saturday. Clarence is the oldest fireman in the state of Delaware that passed away. He was the postmaster in Towns End for years. I never even knew his name. I've known him for most of my life, probably 40-some years. And it was always Pee-wee. He hunted with a relative on our farm. But I know it's going to be a big funeral at Towns End Firehouse, probably every fire company represented in the whole state. Clarence had been on almost everything with the fire in the state of Delaware. But I guess it couldn't be done tonight. I don't know.
Excuse me, Mr. Powers. What was his name again?
Clarence Walker.
Clarence Walker. Okay. Mr. Cartier?
Point of order. Couldn't this be done under a time-sensitive emergency basis? I forget which part of the agenda that is. Only ordinances, not resolutions.
I'd clerk. I know, but to me it's time sensitive, and I didn't have time to talk to you, and I found out just before I come down here. So,
excuse me. Councilman Powers, just a suggestion. I know we have previously had members of council who have presented resolutions in these types of situations, and then we voted them later.
I understand.
Okay.
I've done it myself. And when you looked at me, I have. But, we'll just do that. But this was pretty important.
Thank you.
I mean, it's going to have a date. I'm going to put it in sign. It's going to have a date for next 2 weeks from now. That really, but with every fire.
You don't really have to date it.
I'm just worrisome how I feel. So.
Thank you, Councilman. Condolences to you. Public comment? Anything on the other? Mr. Street?
Yes, Mr. President. I just want, and I know you know it, I know Councilman Bell, Councilman Smiley knows, Councilman Cartier said something to me, but I'm real excited like a kid now. Utilities, most of them are in the ground at the Route 9 Library. They're pouring concrete. and I'm out there several days a week taking pictures, and you know, I'm real excited and truly grateful to this council for making that happen, and hopefully this time next year we'll be dedicating some.
Thank you. Anything else on the other? Mr. Smiley.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Good night. Thank you for coming.